I was married to a beauty, flighty, thirty, flirty, fluty. I was boring, she was bearing, men were staring. Rooty tooty was my motive, I was haughty, she was naughty. She was pouting, I was doubting, men were shouting the odds, the sods. Said it couldn't last, it didn't blast.
Well, that's fantastic, Stephen. Thanks very much. I mean, me, like many others here at The Guardian, we didn't know that you were a writer of poetry. But great though that is, this position that you're applying for, Oxford Poetry Professor, it's the most senior academic position in British poetry. What special qualities will you bring to this job?
Well, I should say a little bit about my poetry writing first. Am I a poet? I've written poetry, I suppose, since I was about 14. I have always written, but I suppose I wrote... My most fecund period was certainly those first 20 years. I've written fewer poems since. I was at Hay on the evening that Ruth Padell announced that she was resigning, and possibly we'd had rather too much champagne, not Ruth and I, but I and some other people from The Guardian, and I announced that I was would like to stand for the post. And somehow, a week later, I seemed to be applying. And I'm not quite sure how that's happened and whether it's a good idea, but I went along to the Poetry Society with some of my poems, and I thought, well, if they absolutely hate them, I won't go through with it. But they were, for whatever reason, they were actually quite charming about the seven poems I decided I could show them. So here I am, carrying on with the process and putting myself forward.
Have you got any skeletons in your cupboard?
Loads of skeletons, which is obviously very worrying. But a key thing is that we should concentrate on the work. And the whole debacle over the Walcott-Padell argument, which has done poetry, obviously it's put poetry into the headlines, but done poetry no good at all. We don't want a repetition of that. So we need to keep private lives entirely out and just concentrate on what one brings to the job in terms of one's work and one's ideas for developing the post. And I've got two big initial ideas. One is to the £6,000 a year stipend I thought I might offer to poetic ventures and to distressed Oxford graduates, i.e. the people who vote for the post. And second, I'd like the election day, the voting all takes place on the same day. They haven't announced when that will be yet, but it'll be sometime in the autumn or maybe into 2010. And I thought that day could be a great sort of celebration of poetry. And I want to set up barrels of Breakspear's beer outside the Sheldonian Theatre to encourage people to come and vote.
Who votes in this?
People who've graduated from Oxford and who've actually bothered to go through with the official graduation ceremony. You need 12 Oxford graduates to nominate you for the post. And I'm hoping that once I announce my candidature, as I have today, initially this 12 will come forward, and then we can develop the campaign from there.
Well, Stephen, good luck. And
let's
hear another of your poems before you go.
Okay. This is a rather sadder one called To David Whom I Scarcely Knew. No one tends the flowers outside your window. They have grown stale in the sun. The neighbours have noticed your absence, but only for a moment, then on to forgetful futures. It puts it into perspective, someone said. A useful phrase. You are dead and we are alive. That's the perspective.